More than 600,000 Hoosiers would likely lose access to some or all of their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, under the massive federal bill approved by U.S. House Republicans on Thursday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana is sounding the alarm about the legislation's impact.
The federal bill shifts 25% of the cost of SNAP onto states. For Indiana, that means taking on more than $350 million, something Gleaners CEO Fred Glass says the state budget simply cannot support.
I think this proposed legislation would be a needless, self-inflicted humanitarian economic disaster, not only for Indiana, but the entire country.
Glass says as hunger worsens, crime rates and health care costs go up, and he says SNAP is an economic engine.
Study after study has shown that for every dollar of SNAP that's used to purchase food, it creates almost $2 worth of other economic activity.
Glass says he hopes federal lawmakers will step back from the abyss as debate over the legislation moves to the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.